This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Right now is one of the most important times in the 26-year history of Joy. Times are tough financially, but that will never stop us from delivering powerful, meaningful, and uplifting radio for you. To get ready for the future, we're launching Joy Nation, and we need your support to do it. So help Joy by asking your workmates, your next-door neighbour, your mum, your dad, your siblings, and of course your friends. Go to joy.org.au and make a donation to build Joy Nation. Joy, your voice, your radio station.
A unique mix of world news and queer culture. Saturday Magazine. Every Saturday, 10 till 12 on Joy 94.9.
You are listening to Saturday Magazine with Macca and Paul. Coming up, Hang Vo. Hang Vo is the chair of the Victorian Pride Centre. Hang took over from Jude Munro, who was so instrumental in the Pride Centre happening. All of it. Hang Vo is, as I said, the new chair. This is another truly emotional, from the heart speech about why this centre is so important and what Hang has to say. I think you'll really like it, but have a think about it. It's really important what she says. Here's Hang Vo.
Thank you, Jude. We'll now hear from the chair of the Victorian Pride Centre, Hang Vo.
Like Jude, I had to write my own speech. So, good morning, all. What an historic day it is for our LGBTIQ communities, for Victoria and for Australia. I'd also like to start by acknowledging the Bunurong peoples as the traditional owners and custodians of this precious land on which we are all standing. Thank you also to Ngawit, Dr. Caroline, for your warm welcome. It's especially auspicious today, of course, as the last day of NAIDOC Week. I'd also like to extend my respects and a warm welcome to all our First Nations friends here today. I'd like to welcome and acknowledge the Premier of Victoria, Daniel Andrews, Minister for Equality and local member, Martin Foley, Minister for Planning, Richard Wynne. Thank you for being here today and for your words of inspiration and support. Without your leadership and your unwavering commitment to equality for Victoria, we actually wouldn't be here today. Thank you to the Mayor of the City of Port Phillip, Louise Crawford, for your strong partnership between our organisations. Thank you to Todd, Acting LGBTIQ plus Commissioner, for your moving speech and the acknowledgement of the injustices and also painting what hope looks like for the future. Thank you to Roe, former Commissioner for LGBTIQ communities and, of course, current Human Rights and Equal Opportunity Commissioner, for your vision and your guidance throughout the journey. And, of course, to Jude Munro, our founding chair, thank you for sharing our collective story, what it's taken to get us here. And, Jude, every time I hear you recount what it took to get us here, I'm just in awe of your leadership and what everyone has done. It's such a privilege to be appointed as the chair of the Victorian Pride Centre in this next phase. I'm honoured to stand on Jude's shoulders. Jude has laid strong foundations from which we will keep building to commemorate and celebrate all that is LGBTIQ+. And of course, a big thank you to our staff and our new volunteers who work so hard to make events like this happen. As Jude said, when help was needed, it came our way. Thank you to our founders, to our organisational patron, the Honourable Michael Kirby, to our patrons, to ambassadors, corporate partners, individual donors and philanthropic partners. Our previous speakers have recognised and acknowledged our history, our shared struggles and our triumphs. What I'd like to speak to you about today is the future, the next horizon of the Victorian Pride Centre, and also share a little bit about myself. It is true that what we have achieved, many thought was impossible. The creation of this majestic building, and more importantly, what it stands for. Our next challenge and opportunity is giving life to our vision for being the most loved, well-known and visited home for the LGBTIQ plus communities in Australia. The Victorian Pride Centre Board will soon release our 3-year strategic plan, which sets out 4 priorities. Our first priority, our residents. 15 organisations who live here permanently and many who will come and go. Your success is our success. Creating a home and a place of belonging requires the work of a village. Our role is to ensure you're well supported to deliver the full range of important health, social and cultural services. We aspire to be more than a landlord. We want to be your partners, enabling and facilitating the centre's success together. Our second priority is activation. We want the building to be a dynamic and vibrant hub of activity. One of the architectural principles of the building is to create a place for connection, a place for celebration, the joining of people and conversations. Activation means ensuring the centre is used from morning to night, all year round. The Theatrette, for example, may be a place for meditation in the morning and perhaps cabaret at night. The one thing that our community does very well is to party, and to party hard. So we are so spoilt for the best choices of queer performers and artists right here in Victoria. We want to activate the LGBTIQ. We want to activate our community in all its glory. Our third priority is amplification. We will walk alongside LGBTIQ organisations to amplify the voices of our community. While we have achieved much, there are still systemic discrimination and inequities that exist for our community. We want to deepen our relationship with First Nations queer organisations. We're so proud that the Koori Pride Network has chosen the Victorian Pride Centre to be its home. We want to work and walk alongside marginalised members of our community to ensure their voices heard and their stories told. And finally, of course, as a board, our priority is sustainability. The centre is a community asset. It belongs to all of us. We want to ensure a sustainable centre for many decades ahead. Good governance and financial stewardship are the hallmarks of a successful organisation. In particular, as a non-profit organisation, we must balance the needs of the community and commercial viability. We will continue to drive efficiencies as well as fundraise and diversify our income streams. We know that without margin, there is no mission. Without profit, there is no purpose. The Victorian Pride Centre is a place of belonging, support and pride for the state's diverse LGBTIQ community. And when the borders reopen, we can't wait to welcome our friends, allies, loved ones from interstate, across the region, around the world. We want our centre to be a beacon of light, of love, of hope, shining so bright that it reaches all who need it and can feel it. What you've just heard is the voice of Hang Vo, Chair of the Victorian Pride Centre. What I'd like to share now is the voice of Hang Vo, a woman of colour, a lesbian, a refugee, a partner, a daughter, a sister, an auntie, a friend. My role as chair is personal. I was 7 years old when my family arrived in Melbourne as part of the first wave of Vietnamese refugee boat people in 1978. Growing up in the 1980s, every summer, before we went back to school, my siblings and I would spend hours making up elaborate stories about the Christmas presents that we got or the camping trips that we did as a family. The truth is, we are Buddhist and we don't celebrate Christmas. Mum and Dad worked 7 days a week to make ends meet. The 3 oldest children, including myself, did the same. We worked to help Mum and Dad pay for school books and school uniform. We made these stories because we wanted to fit in. We practiced English so we wouldn't have an accent. We did this because we wanted to be like the Reynolds across the road. For much of my adult life, I worked really hard to fit in because I felt that being a refugee, growing up in poverty and being a lesbian would not affect the way that people view me and my capabilities. That my background and who I am doesn't mean that I'm not as smart or capable as the next person. I told myself time and time again that it didn't matter that I'm the only Asian. It didn't matter that I'm the only Asian woman. It didn't matter that I'm the only Asian refugee. I'm the only Asian woman refugee lesbian on a board, in an executive team. It didn't matter that I was all of this, because I believe that my socioeconomic and refugee background, that my gender and my sexuality are deficits that I have to overcome. I became really good at fitting in. I learned to adapt to the social norms that I found myself in, the circles that I found myself. I also learned that fitting in eroded the essence of who I am, to be like others and not myself. Here at the Victorian Pride Centre, I can be my whole self. All the parts of me are valued, embraced and celebrated, and needed. The whole of me is needed here. Intersectionality isn't a buzzword, it's a way of being. I still remember my very first board meeting. I don't think I actually said very much. I was so overcome with emotion. I remember hearing his husband, her wife, their child. These phrases were the norm. For the first time, I'm not a minority. I felt like I'd finally come home. As chair of the Victorian Pride Centre, my vision is for everyone in the LGBTIQ plus community to feel like they have come home just as I have. This is just not my story, this is our story. Thank you.
That was Hang Vo, the chair of the Victorian Pride Centre. Another really powerful, powerful, emotion-filled speech that goes to Hang, who Hang is, and the Pride Centre and why it's so important and her journey. We've run out of time. We will play Ange Barry and a couple of other speeches next week. I encourage you to go onto the Pride Centre Facebook page if you want to see the vision of that as well. Really special day.
I just got to say, before you say goodbye, Maka, the emotion in here today, actually, having listened to the both those speeches, is pretty deep. I think yeah. Maka and I are both very moved by the speeches from Dan Andrews and Hang there. So, Maka, thanks for bringing those to the program today, because that's made a lot of people, I think, feel very included and valued.
Saturday Magazine, every Saturday from 10 until noon on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.